The Springboks have fielded completely homegrown squads for 5 consecutive seasons, highlighting a significant trend in rugby. This situation reveals why South African rugby schools and universities are quietly producing over 30 test players for rival nations. Since Tendai the Beast Matuarira's retirement after the 2019 Rugby World Cup, Rassie Erasmus has consistently selected players from within South Africa. During the same period, institutions like Maties, Tookies, Shimlas, Phuke, and Ikies have also nurtured talent for other countries. Scotland stands out as the biggest beneficiary, fielding 10 South African-born players since 2016. Notable names include W.P. Nel, who qualified through residency, and Duhan van der Meer, one of the most prolific try-scorers in recent years. Other key players like Alan Dell, Cornel Dupriez, and Ollie Kebble also trace their roots back to South Africa, further emphasizing the impact of this talent pipeline. The rugby world often overlooks this production system, but it continues to shape international competition. As South Africa focuses solely on homegrown talent, the broader implications for global rugby become increasingly clear. The Springboks' strategy raises questions about player development and national identity in the sport.